Vayter and Shas, we are in Daf Yutes, picking up four lines down on Yutes. We're going to be throwing back into the Mishnah Daf Yud Zayin about the courtyard. If you have the porches that are overhanging the courtyard, if they're four amos and not four amos, and whether that will work or that won't work. And then we're going to two different versions of that, the Surah version and the Pumpadisa version. And then finally, we're going to come out to see a machlokus within that as well, and what the halacha is going to come out. There'll be a story time which brings out that point. Then we move on to another idea that we actually mentioned way back in Daf Dalet about psal hayotzi min asukkah nidon kesukkah. I will explain that in four different ways, which will bring us to the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah is going to go into, let's say we make interesting types of sukkahs, like a hunter's type of sukkah, like a hunter's nest type of sukkah, and other things as well. Machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. The Gemara will go on to explain their reasoning, and then again, a story time within that area, which will bring us to the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah is going to be talking about reed mats, the sizes of them, whether they're good for sukkah or for schach, or they're not good for schach, machlokas with that as well, and explaining that. Let's jump in. Daf Yutes, four lines down, zokt the Heilige Gemara. Again, Mishnah Yud Zayin said that if the porches overhanging in the courtyard are four or more amos, then the sukkah in the middle is a goner. It's no good, because you can't say dofen akuma more than four amos. Tanan. V'chein chatzah mekafes achsadra. If you have this chatzah that goes around and it's surrounded by these overhanging, by these porches. V'amai. Why is it a problem? Don't you remember what we said yesterday by Abaye? Abaye said, pi tikra yorid v'sosem, that should actually work. Why not just say like he says, and that even if it's more than four amos, let it shoot down and create walls for the sukkah. Deima pi tikra yorid v'sosem, says the Gemara. Tirgama rava libid Abaye. A brother came along and he explained what exactly was going on. Kechehishra es keruyo. He explains our Mishnah is dealing with a case where we line up the schach as a continuation of the porches themselves, therefore getting rid of pi tikra. You get rid of the pi of the tikra, therefore it can't be yorid v'sosim. It's not that he threw the schach on top, which is going over one of the porches and across to the other side. Rather, it was lined up nice and straight across, and therefore there's no more of a pi of an edge of it. The edge is continued by schach, and that's why you can't say pi tikra v'sosim, and you can't say dofen akum anymore if it's beyond four amos. That, my friends, was the Surah version. Says Gemara, "B'Surah Masni Lahosh Ma'isa B'Hai Lishna." That's how they taught it. But Pumpadisa Ma'isa Masni, in Pumpadisa they taught it a little bit differently. They said as follows: "Sichichal Gabi Echsadra Shein Lo Patsimin." Let's say somebody puts schach on the Echsadra case that does not have pesimim, doesn't have the pillars within three tfachim of themselves, then what's going to be the din? Remember, that was a lovage dicko. Say, divra kol psula. Everybody says it is no good. Rashi explains that the reason why all agree it's no good and peak tikra doesn't apply is because the porch is there to enclose under the porch, not beyond it. It's not for what's outside of it, which would be then the innermost courtyard, you know, that middle area, which is the sukkah, but it's for the parts which are under the porch themselves. And therefore, so pitikra would not create walls for the sukkah. Now, yesh lo patsimen, if it has patsimen, oh, first of all, we said yesterday, by the way, that in this very case, that was a machlokas in Rava and Abaye. Rava said that it's no good, but Abaye said you do say pitikra. Fine, but this is the other version now. So now, however, yesh lo patsimen, if there are these pillars over there, Abaye amek shera, Rava amek psula, then Abaye says it's kosher, and Rava says it is pasul. Rashi explains that according to Abaye, even though the pillars are there for the inside, as Abaye said that it's kosher, still the mice say they create a wall through Levit. Whereas Rava would say seemingly that this say that again, that these are for the inside and not for the outside, so it doesn't work. These pitsimim are not there for the sukkah, they're there for underneath the achsadras, underneath the porches, therefore it wouldn't work. That's where Rava would come and say it's no good. Now says the Gemara, what exactly is the halacha? Abaye amik shera, amin and loved. He says because of loved. Rav amik psula, lo amin and loved. You don't say loved. The hilchasa, what is the halacha at the end of the day? Kelishna kama. Rashi explains that this is what? It's like Rava in the first version. That if there are pitsimin within loved, if there are these pillars that have within three tvachim of each other, it's good. And we don't say pitikra. Rashi explains again, loved works when the criteria are met within three. even though it was done for the inside. And seemingly, Pitikar would only work if it's for the space that needs it. But here is for the porch and not for the sukkah, therefore that doesn't work. Period. Now we have a story within this idea, which brings out this point just a little bit. Avashi Ashkechid of Kahana, Avashi found of Kahana, the Komasachich al Gabi Achsadro Shein Lapatsimim. He ended up putting schach on these porches. They didn't have the Ptsimim there. Amalei says to him, Lo Savar Mar, Hodam Rava. Don't you hold the Rava said? The Yesh Lapatsim Kshera. If there's Pima, it works. Ain Lapatsim Psula, but if there aren't, then it won't work. So what's going on over here that you're actually making this work? Ach Velei, and he showed him, first a little background to understand, Rashi explains that if Kahana actually made it a sukkah with two walls. And what would have been the third wall was the Pitikra of the Echsadra. So it's like an L shape, two walls that are hitting each other perpendicular. And it's right underneath, one of the walls is opposite what would be a drop down from the Pitikra. And therefore that seemed what he was using as his third wall. So what's going on? How are you using that? Don't you know that we don't paskin like that? Rava says that if you're not seeming that it's no good and you can't see Pitikra, you're so same. So Ach Velei, he showed him, nah, listen up. Nira, he shows Ravashi, he says that Nira mi bifnim v'shava mi bachutz. This is, again, a beautiful throwback to Erevin, my friends, of Nira mi bifnim v'shava mi bachutz, inami Nira bachutz v'shava mi bifnim, then that's the halacha that we're dealing with over here. The itmar, as we learned, what does this mean? If you could see it from the outside, but it's flush on the inside, or the opposite, we said, you see it from the inside and it's flush on the outside, or you see it from the outside and it's flush on the inside, it still works to be considered a lechi. In Erevin, we saw that de'itmar, nir b'bechotz v'sham v'fnim nidom mishum lechi. We know that the case of v'hainu p'tzima, and that's the case that we're saying over here, this is like p'tzimin. The picture books will certainly help tremendously, but remember, a lechi, we have two things that you can make a mavoy workable that you can carry in there. The way that you can be able to do it, the mavoy again, it's coming out of a shisarab, and you walk into this ches structure that is like an alleyway that opens up into a bunch of chetzeros. So the way that you can make it, that you can walk in there, even though three walls, midaraisa, it's okay to walk in there, and you can carry in there, and there's no problem. Midarabanan, we said that we're worried people are going to get confused and think you can carry there, you can carry a shisarab, therefore they said you have to do something in order to make it noticeable that this is something different. And the way to do it is you put a beam across from top, or you put a lechi, which is a board, a piece of wood that you go vertically against by the entranceway. Now, normally the way that it was done is as you walk in, you'd see it. It's bolate. It's sticking out right in front of you. Question is, what happens if you just continue one of the walls as it came out? Imagine if the structure is the ches, but when you walk in, both entranceways into the chatzeros are on your right side. So your left side is just a long wall. Imagine a long wall. You continue it with one board, so it's flush against it. That when you're inside looking out, you don't see it, but when you're outside looking in, you do see it. Then what's halacha? It's good. It actually works. And therefore, in the setup that we had over here was this Okasha was on Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana's whole setup over here was that he had this sukkah that was built in a way that was perpendicular, right, to this drop down, but he wasn't actually using the drop down. On the backside of the wall, there was a beam over there, and he was using that beam that it was like near mibachutz, but shava mibifnim. You couldn't see it from the inside, but you could see it from the outside, and that was considered like the third wall of a tefach that continued on to make it that it was a kosher to kasukah. So he actually was not using the pitikra shtekel; he was using this beam over there. Period. Very important. Could not see the picture book if you can. Now says the Gemara Tana. Now we get into an interesting braisa. And again, we mentioned this in Daf Dalid. Rashi brought it down, and you quoted this Gemara in Daf Yotes. Tana. Psal yotzim in a sukkah, nidon kasukah. The psal, remember, psal means good schach. If it's yotzim in a sukkah, it's sticking out from the sukkah, it has the laws of the sukkah itself. What in the world does that mean? Psal, my psal yotzim in a sukkah. What is that? So we're going to see four different answers. Ula, Rabban Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Rechana, in the name of Yochanan, and Rav Hoshaya. So now we're going to start with number one, which is normally what we do. Number one, Amar Ula. What does it mean when it says the Lashon of Psal HaYotzim in a Sukkah? It means Kanim HaYotzim LaAchorei Sukkah. The schach that hang the beams, the boards that hang up beyond the Sukkah is good. If you have the stuff that's sticking out even beyond it, imagine at this stage it just looks like you have a sukkah, three walls, and then going over the entrance, the schach just continues weiter for another, whatever, two, three, four, five, six, seven amos, whatever it is. That area is still going to be okay. I, says Gemara, but what do you mean? You can eat there and sleep there and whatever, but you don't show the funnish, you need three walls. You don't have, it says, Bidi Ika, here we're talking about you have three walls. Iva, you've been in Heksha sukkah, but it has to be Zion by Zion at least. Bidi Ika, we're talking about you have that. I've all been in Silsan, Ruben, Hamas, it's got to be there's more shade than sun. Bidi Ika, when you have it. Yahachi Maila. If that's the case, then what's the chiddush here? What are you saying? What's the chiddush? That's the Gemara. The tema holu gavoya vide lavroi lo vide ema lo kamash malan, that it actually does work. What that means is, try to imagine you have a sukkah with three walls, and now not three walls. Imagine you're talking about with four walls, and you take the fourth wall and you bring it in a little bit, and you start moving it in. So now you have an inner sukkah and then an outer sukkah. And the outer sukkah, now the schach is going over it. So that wall, which was made to be as an outer wall, it ended up now being an inner wall. So originally that fourth wall was meant to be covering the inside, but now it's also covering the outside of it. You think maybe it wouldn't be good. Says the Gemara, Kamash Malan, that would work. That's fine. Right? You can move it in, and then that psal, Yotzim in a sukkah, is still considered part of the sukkah, and everything is good and dandy. Then you have like that second sukkah connected to it. Next, Rabbi Rav Yosef and Jared, they explain what does it mean? Hacha b'kanama Yotzim v'fnim min a sukkah. What we're talking about over here is one of the walls continues further than the other one. So imagine regularly this time you have three walls and one of them just goes on. The other one stops shorter than it. But again, it's Zion by Zion, everything's good. But the other one continues further than Zion. And what happens is that you have the schach going beyond it and one of the walls is going along with it. That's called psal hayotze min hasukkah. So again, one of the walls continues further than the other one, and schach goes along with it. So now there's an area that only has two perpendicular walls, right? The one that it's sitting on, and the far one, and the one it's right, the one that's resting on, right? So you have the one that's sitting on the far one, and the third wall stopped shorter, right? With the and the fourth one is totally open. So the Gemara there says that that's going to work. Ma'od the tema, you would have thought ha lesba hechsher sukkah. This doesn't work. You know why? Because you don't have an extra sukkah of three walls. Kamash Milan, it's no worse than a regular case of two walls of seven tefachim, and you have a third one that has a tefach, that's good. So this is the same thing. The wall stops shorter, but there's no problem. It's called psaliyosim in a sukkah, and you're allowed to eat there and sleep there, and everything is good and dandy. All right, now we have a third way of understanding this, and this is Rabbi Berbichan and Rabbi Yochanan. They explain, lo nitzcha elu l'sukkah sheruba tzilsa meruba mechamasa. What does that mean? Overall, there's more shade than there is sun. But there's a section, a small section of the schach that's pretty shvach and gives more sun than shade. But overall, it's more sun, more shade than sun. That's called psal hayutzim in a sukkah. Says the Gemara, what's the chiddush here? Why would you thought it's a problem? Maybe you'd say that you would passel that particular area, that part of it, and it wouldn't be good. Kamashmalan, even that part is fine. Says the Gemara, how does the lashon of psal hayutzim in a sukkah fit over here? My yotze. What does that mean? The answer is yotze mehechsher sukkah. What it means is it goes out from being hechsher sukkah. You would think that it's no good because it's lacking that area. The answer is it's not a problem. Rabbi Shaya Almeri comes and says, "Lo nitzchel l'zrach pasul pachos mishlosha basukah ketana." He says we're talking about a case of if there's less than three tfachim of schach pasul in a sign by sign, then it's going to be okay. That's the case. Says the Gemara. So that's what it's known as psal yotze min hasukkah. Says the Gemara again, "Umay yotze." What do you mean yotze min psal yotze min hasukkah? Answer is yotze mi Torah sukkah. It goes out from being a Torah of a sukkah. Rashi explains what's the different lashon before that it said that's yotze mi hechsher sukkah. And this is yotze mi Torah sukkah. Says that before, since here the stuff being used isn't okay for sukkah. Therefore, it's like it's not even the Torah sukkah. Whereas before, we're talking about it's the right material, just maybe not enough. That's why it's an issue of hechsher sukkah. Now, says the Gemara, Mask of Lover, Roshaya, came and asked the Kasha, this case of schach pasul isn't more chamor than empty space, which is less than three tfachim, is fine. So what's the chiddush over here? Of course it would be okay if schach pasul is less than three tfachim. Lo ye el avir. The avir pachos mishlosha tfachim sukkitana mi pasul. It's not going to pasul. So what's the chiddush here? What exactly are you adding? Says Gemara, Amar le'Rababa, zem mitstarif v'shenim tachtov, v'zem mitstarif v'enishem tachtov. What it means is one of them is mitstarif in order to make it enough of a schach, and you could even sleep under it. That's schach pasul. V'zem mitstarif v'enishem tachtov, and we have less than three tfachim of empty space. It's mitstarif, but in order to make it that it's a good enough schach, but you're not able to sleep underneath it. Says Gemara, fascinating. Umiika, is there such a precedent that something that's mitzdarif, yet it itself isn't kasher? Like this open area space, umiika midi, it's terufim, mitzdarif. Vu atzmein o kasher, do we find such a thing? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliyashiv, Rabbi Yitzchak says, we do have such a circumstance like this. Beep, turn the page, your testament base, and that is by tit hanoruk yochiach. Mud that's able, it's like liquid mud that you could pour from one kli to another kli. That's going to bring you a raya. Shemitztarif la'arboim saw. Va'tovo bo lo salatvila. It's mitztarif. You could add it to be used to fill up 40 saw, which is the necessary requisite amount of water or liquid, which is necessary to go to the mikvah. Unless you're missing a little bit, you could add liquid mud, and that's not a problem. But if you were to dunk into the mud itself, 40 saw of that, it wouldn't be good. It would be not good. So we see that it's mitztarif, but it itself is a problem. Rash, this is a bunch of things that can be used to combine into 40 saw. Snow, hail, sleet, salt, mud, all these things you can add to get to the point. But in itself, if it was just that, then it wouldn't be good. So we do find such a precedent. Beautiful. That brings us to the next Mishnah. Oseh sukkah kamin tzrif. Let's say a person goes and makes his sukkah like a tzrif. We mentioned earlier this in regards to using it as a schach. Remember that we tie, it's like these willow branches, long willow branches that you tie on the top, and then you shape them and form them to look like a bird's cage, you know, the old school bird cages, like a yarmulke, like a long yarmulke. And on the bottom, you like tie a rope around it. All right. So you're allowed to use that for a sukkah. So it ends up being that the roof and the walls are like one entity. So that's one case. Or you make like a whole thing of schach and then you lean it against the wall, like on an angle. Right, so what's going to be the din if you do such a thing again? The roof and the wall end up being one gang. Rabbi Lezer posel l'pnei and l'gag. Rabbi Lezer says it's possible. There's no roof over here. The chachamim machshirim. Rabbi Lezer says it's possible because it doesn't have a roof. And Rashi says you can't tell which is which, and a slanted roof is not called a roof. You need at least a tefach, which is straight. That's Rabbi Eliezer. Chama say, no, both cases are actually going to be good. Says the Gemara, Tana, Moder Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer would be maskim, though. The one who said that it's not called a roof and it's a problem, he'd be Moder She'emig Bia Minakaka Tefach. If you lifted it off the ground, a tefach. Oshia Fliga Minakosa Tefach. It's one segment that's Srif. You lift it off the ground a little bit, so now you have what's considered looks like walls. Oshia Fliga Minakosa Tefach. You move it away from the wall just a little bit. Sheikh shared that that's going to be considered kosher. In such a case, it's kosher because actually we see what's going on. So it's going, my time, mayu derabanan. What's pshat in the rabbanan that they say that both cases are actually good as is? Why do they say it's fine? Shipua, they say the reason is because shipua olim ka olim damu. Because unlike Rabbi Eliezer, they say that a slanted roof is called a roof. Okay, now we get into story time. It's like the Gemara. Abaye asked Rav Yosef to call Gani b'kilas chasanim b'sukkah. Abaye once found Rav Yosef lying in a kilas chasanim. We've seen this before. It's a bed, regular bed, that has a canopy on top of it. How is it done? There's a pole by your head going up and a pole by your feet going up, and then there's a vertical, a horizontal pole going across them, and you throw a sheet over that, and you end up with this like slanted, like tent-like shtickle. So it's only slanted over there. And what happened was he found them lying over there inside of a sukkah, and Abaye asked him, Harmalei says, come on, who do you go like? Kareb Eliezer? Must be that what? Must be the Rebbe Eliezer, since that a slanted roof is not a roof, and that's why it's okay to be in there, because you're under a sukkah, under another roof, but if it's not a considered roof, it's not a problem. But that means that you're going like the Yachid instead of the Rabbim. Why would you do that? Shavak to Rabbanan, Vavarat to Rebbe Eliezer? You're leaving away Rabbanan and going like the Yachid and go like Rebbe Eliezer? Says Rebbe Yosef back to him, says, nine, says Amarlei, Braisa Ifchatani. I have a Braisa that the Shitas are switched. So he's actually not going like the Yachid, he's going like the Rabbim. Rebbe Eliezer Machshir, Rebbe Eliezer would say that it's something which is good to be used. In other words, a slanted R, real deal. The Chum and Poslim, they say it's not a good deal for a sukkah, and therefore it's not going to mess things up. Shavuk to Masnisa Vadat Gabraisa. So the Gemara says, okay, so you left the Mishnah, you're going to go with the Gabraisa. Our Mishnah is the one that says the opposite. Why would you go with the Braisa over a Mishnah if you have two different ways of learning? Says the Gemara, no. Amalei Masnisa Nichidai. The Mishnah itself was taught by Ari Yachid. That what? The Tanya learned in a Braisa. Osa Sukasa Kamitzrif. Osa Schacha Lakosel. Rabbi Nassan Omer. Right, Rabbi Nassan Omer, that Rabbi Eliezer posts him up in the Gag, Rabbi Eliezer, the Pasuk is on the Gag, v'chacham machshir, and the machacham there machshirt. So what do we see? That our Mishnah is like a Yachid over there, and Rashi points out that the Mishnah was taught by Rabbi Nassan, however the rest of the Chachamim of the Dor disagree, and they say like the Braisa, that the Chacham of our Mishnah say that it's pasul, it's no good, it's not a good roof, and Rabbi Eliezer says that it's kosher. So then that's where we go with that Braisa over the Mishnah, because the Braisa is actually the Rambam, and the Shita's actually ended up getting flipped, and that's the way that Rav Yosef ended up passing like, and why was he able to do in the Kiddush Chasanim. Okay, we're up to the next Mishnah. Machatzelus Kanim Gidola. If you have a machatzelus of mat, which is made out of reeds, that's very big, then a solok l'shchiva, if you made it in order to lie on it, then it's mekabel tuma, ve'im mesachin ba. And you can't use it as schach, because it's mekabel tuma. But if you made it l'sichach, if you made it for schach, then mesachin ba, you're able to do as schach. Ve'im mekabel tuma, s'na mekabel tuma. Rabbi Eliezer omer, achas katana, v'achas gedola, both big and small. A solok l'shchiva, if you made it for lying on, mekabel tuma, ve'im mesachin ba. And you can't use it as schach. But l'sichach, if you did it for schach, mesachin ba. Then you could do schach, use it as schach, ve'em mekabelus tuma. Frak the Gemara, hagu fakasha. You started off by saying, amarch asal l'shchiva mekabelus tuma. If you did it for shchiva, for lying on, so then asal l'shchiva, then mekabelus tuma. It's mekabel tuma, you're not lying on it. What does that tell you? Taima da asal l'shchiva, that dafki you did it to lie on. Hastama l'sichach, that if you did it stam without saying anything, then it's going to be done for schach, and it's not mekabel tuma. The other time, but then we would know we said that l'sichach, if you did it for schach, then mesachim ba, ve'ena mekabelus tuma, stam mekabel tuma. Which means what? Taima da asal l'shchiva, because you did it for schach. Hastama, but if you did it stam without saying what, then it's the shchiva. So you have the stamas are actually soser each other. What's going on? This is Gemara Holokasha. Kan begedola, kan begetana. When we're talking about the kasha, the Tana Kama speaks about a big mat. So then we say that a person is doing for a big mat is doing it l'schach. And only if you dafka go and say that you're not doing for schach, then it's going to be makabel tuma. But kan begetana, mistama, it's going to be makabel tuma. Unless you say it's not, and then it's not going to be. Says the Gemara, okay, that's really good and dandy. But what about the fact of the seifa? We change this whole lashon over here to say, ema seifa, right? We skip all this and we say, ema seifa. What about the seifa, really? Ezra Omer, ach ketana v'achas gedola. Both a big one and a small one and a big one. Asol l'shchiva, if you did it for lying down, mekabel tuma v'ema sachim ba. Then it's mekabel tuma, and you don't put schach on, and you can't use a schach. Taima, what does it sound like? The asol l'shchiva, because you did it for lying down on. Hastama l'sichach, but minestam, that means it's for schach. Ema seifa, but look at the very seifa of what he says. Asol l'sichach, if you did it for schach, misachin bav ein mekabel tuma, you could use a schach, and it's not mekabel tuma. Taima the asol l'sichach, because you did it for schach. Hastam l'shchiva, which means tam, it's time for shchiva. So what's going on? We have the same issue with Rabbi Eliezer that he so-ser himself. So says Gemara, a different answer. Ela Amar Ravra, Bigadola, when you're doing with a big mat, Kuli Amalo Pligi the Stam L'sichach. Everyone, Rabbi Eliezer, the Tanakama, everyone's masking that when it's a big mat and it's done Stam, you're doing it for Schach. Everybody's doing it for Schach. Ki Pligi, where's the Machlokas? Bikitana with a small one. Tanakama suffers Stam Kitana L'shchiva. Tanakama says that a Stam, small one, is done for sleeping. Rabbi Eliezer suffers Stam Kitana Nami L'sichach. He comes and he says, no, a Stam, a Stam one, a small one, is also done for Schach. That one's also going to be, you're doing it for schach itself. Beep, turn the page. V'halchi kamar, d'chaf ha-meral. This is what it's saying. Machatzel, sakana megedola, when you're dealing with a very large mat, aso l'shriva, if he did it dafka for lying on mekabelos tuma, it's going to be kabel tuma. Ve'im misachim, you can't use it for schach. Time it aso l'shriva, it's because you did it for shriva. Astama, but stam, nasik misha aso l'shach, l'sichuch, everyone's going to agree that it's done for schach. Misachim ba, and therefore you can go and you can use it for schach. Skip this part and get to the next words. Va'aser b'liyazda, the memor b'liyazda comes to say, achas ketana va'achas gedola, both big and small, stama kishera l'sichach. Stam, it's done for schach. And now everything works out very nicely. My friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.